You said long shot.
Yeah.
Long shot. How does that work? It's just like, okay, well,
so,
what time did the first artist hit the stage to do the shooting?
Well, and that was the fun thing about it, is that because it's the campaign launch for this whole project, and we're trying to explain to people, A, what the building looks like,
yeah,
you know, and two, all the things it's been used for during COVID. So it's been a resting center. It's been basically a food bank with the caremongering folks. And the resting center's been done by the Health and AIDS Network and Keeping Six and a handful of others, serving lots of vulnerable people downtown. So we wanted to tell those stories, but we also wanted to tell the story of the stage and all of that. So we set up each of the bands in a different space in the building.
Okay.
So Gareth Inkster plays right in the main lobby, and Shan Shan plays in the space where Caremongering's been doing their food bank. Ellis performed, it was super cool, Ellis performed in the church kitchen, which is like a classic 1950s all pink kitchen.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and then LT and his gang did a couple of songs on stage. So each of the pieces, each of the performances is strung together by a narrator who takes you from one space to the other,
okay,
and then introduces the next band. So it's one long continuous narration,
right,
with the musical performances tucked in between.
So when you said Gareth Inkster was in the lobby, was it just him and his guitar, or was he using this old style pipe organ?
Each one of the performances is a full band performance. So we've got enough room in the lobby to get Gareth and Mr. Carter, who we all know, and their drummer and bass player all in that space, nicely distanced from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a four-piece there. Shan Shan performs by herself, so she was a simple one.
Right, yeah.
Ellis was a three-piece with drums, guitar, and bass. And LT on stage was a four-piece. So everyone's going to get to see like a full-on concert out of this, with four different bands playing, all in different configurations and different spaces.
Now, when you shot all this and they did their performances, were you doing interviews with them? Like, were you talking about their music, and or were you talking about
the
purposes
the
of the church?
The focus was on the campaign and the physical building,
yeah,
with the artist being the representation of this really broad music scene in Hamilton. So we go from, you know, hip-hop to pop, and we've got, you know, dreamy stuff in the middle with Ellis and Shan Shan. So we really wanted to show a range of musicians. We really wanted to show off some of the emerging musicians on the album. A lot of our big names have won Junos and all sorts of accolades, so we thought this was a chance for us to focus on the younger voices in the mix, which was really fun to do. So each narrator talks about a portion of the building or a portion of the campaign, and then gives an introduction with bio and whatnot of the artist, and then the artist takes it from there.
Takes it from there. Okay. All right. Now, you just mentioned this album. Tell us about the call to action to put together this album with the Hamilton artists.
Yeah, it was really fun. So, like, we've done a handful of these campaigns over the years, but this is the first one for a full-on music project. And so we've got about 20 people who are on an advisory committee from all different walks of life recommending, you know, how to make this go. And we couldn't do a music venue launch without putting out an album, we thought. So one of the perks you can get for making a donation on the online site, dowellbyhamilton.ca, is this double album. So Bob Roper, who's one of our music dudes on the operational committee, connected us with Precision Record Press, and Ernie and gang over there were our first sponsor, quite honestly, for the whole campaign. And that they came on to press the album for us for free, which is so amazing. So we're doing a limited run, 1,000 copies of a double album on white and pink vinyl, that has 17 different artists on it. And we started with the committee just listing, like, who are the people we have to have on this album and who are the people we'd love to have on the album, but also looking at it and saying, let's make sure we get emerging artists in the mix and artists of color in the mix, and like a really wide range of things. We wanted to cover a lot of different disciplines to really put out an album that was representative of the incredibly diverse music scene that exists in our city. So 17 different artists on the album, and happy to run through those if that's the time.
That's what, well, let's talk about the artists.
Yeah.
If you could just tell us, tell us about the artists and like a little bit about each artist in the process.
Sure.
So who kicked off
absolutely
the album?
Who? That's a great question. Who's on the album first? Maybe I'll do it that way. I'll do it in order of. I got to pull up another file
Attaboy. To
make sure I list them in order. In order properly.
I will. I'm going to let everyone know right now. Full disclosure with Jeremy. He was up since 3 a.m. the day before, working all day, and I possibly just woke him up. So
it did just wake me up, but it's stuff like this of like doing things in the right order that I'll do wrong if I don't look it up.
Yeah, that's true.
So album one, side A, starts off with Steve Strongman. So, you know, blues jazz performer, multi-award winner, incredible Hamilton performer.
Listen to me, baby, I got something to say. We're in way too deep to be acting this way. I've got news for you. This is as good as it gets. Something better out there. I haven't seen it yet. It's always one more thing that you want me to do. Seems like you got plans. Well, I got some for you. Get yourself together, 'cause you ain't seen nothing yet. If there's something better out there, can. You know talk is cheap, so honey, here I am. I've got news for you, baby. I can give as good as I get. Yeah. If there's something better out there, I haven't seen it yet.
Followed up with the Hamilton Children's Choir, so we wanted to get some youth voices in the mix. really amazing choir, again, award-winning, traveled around the world. That's followed up by Kojo Easy, the piano man, Dampty. Kojo, a huge voice right now in the Black Lives Matter movement, working with HTCI, but also a musician in his own right. So,
right. Well, that's how we initially met him years and years and years ago, was as a musician. How he came on my radar. And then I think I'm glad that you have him on the album, because sometimes I think he gets a little, people forget, and he gets a little bit lost. Like, don't you, like, I think he's a musician, you know?
He's a musician, and he's an amazing Afro soul musician. But I also think, you know, like so many artists, Kojo lives a dual life where part of his world is creative and part of his world is activist.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have that energy on this album, so I was thrilled that he said yes.
The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. From dust to clay, we were born to imagine, to engage seamlessly, to be masters of love. One by one, we all crumble at the sight of working in unity to disrupt atrocities. Skin color, different tone, different breed. We aggregate to terminate each other in ignorance, trumping our way to exclude every existence of our world to self-deprecate. Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the scream? Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the scream? The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. War is peace, fear is here from the Middle East to the stratosphere. I trust nobody, not even myself. I bust my gap, cause we in the hell yelling help. But it's us who should listen. Instead, we be stocking up on ammunition, building more walls and treacherous prisons. So self-involved and strictly be living for me. Judging your gender and color and creed. Stand up against it or heat to the greed. Wake up, we need to face it and lead. The future ain't promised indeed. Mad bombs drop, mass dying crops. Another kid shot by a thug cop. Only gun I got's this hip hop. When's gonna stop? When's gonna stop? Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the greed? Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the greed? The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders.
Do you listen to wind whispering? Memories that they whitewashing. Elevated to worlds beyond the walls that they built in. Everything in connection. Hearts to beats the nation. Rhythms from megaphones to exhibitions. Interrupt systems in our creation. Feeding the nation. Break the bread and the silence. End all the violence. On black lives, indigenous ties. The earth should dream. World of schemes. On the front lines in our backyards. Remember that we are all one with the stars. Don't give up the fight. You are a light. The revolution is not.
Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the greed? Do we stand up to these forces? Do we heed to the greed? The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders. The world is deceiving. Are you believing in deception? It's on your shoulders.
followed by Sophia Perlman and Adrian Perugia, both Juno Award-winning jazz musicians.
Blackberry winter comes without a warning, just when you think that spring is here to stay, then you wake up on a cold, rainy morning and wonder what on earth just long enough to get you feeling sad when you think of all the love that you've wasted on someone who you never really
hip-hop artist, but he comes out of the Hamilton youth poet scene, and Nia and gang there really championed him to be on the album, and we were thrilled to
Is Pablo from Hype Me Hype?
Yeah, he's from the Hamilton youth poets, the Hype group.
Yeah, okay.
Really, a really amazing sound. I'm really excited to have him on the album.
I actually think I interviewed him. I think I interviewed him months ago. Well, I was the one that brought the Hype up to the Hawk to do some interviews. Perfect. And then after a while, I just said, "You guys should really have your own show up here. You really should, because you know it's great for radio, and it's just great as an inspiration to the youth here in Hamilton to show people that you know there you have another voice." And I really really like the stuff that they do, and I'm glad that you have them a part of this.
And get it off of my shoulders. Act like I know he is not sober. It's fine. Just get it off of my shoulders. I don't want to get noticed. This ain't the 50s, frankly. This probably I'm not Paul Anka, baby. Ain't funny when I stand up. My roommate can't stand me. Just get it off of my shoulders. Don't run him over. No motor. Stop running. I'm thinking about some strawberries and how I lost everything. I had it all lately. I can't play guitar, but I could bring a radio to your house. Play it loud and sing along all day, maybe. In hopes you open the door. Your dog have blind, so we bark crazy, hoping for more. We in the same boat, but I ain't a ball player keeping the score. Keep my ego in check, but he trying to play guitar more. Devil
it off of my shoulders. Act like I know you. He is not sober. It's fine. Just get it off of my shoulders. I don't want you to notice. This ain't the 50s, frankly. This probably I'm not Paul Anka, baby. Ain't it funny when I stand up? My roommate can't stand me. But just get it off of my shoulders. Don't run him over. No motor. Stop running. Off of my shoulders, act like I know you. He is not sober, it's fine. Just get it off of my shoulders. I don't want you to notice. This ain't the 50s, frankly. This probably I'm not Paul Anka, baby. Ain't it funny when I stand up? My roommate can't stand me. But just get it off of my shoulders. Don't run him over. No motor, stop running.
I'm getting awful.
Okay, so who was on the other side, buddy?
Side B is Boris Brott and the National Academy Orchestra.
Okay.
So again, like, Boris's career is out. I just interviewed him the other day for another lecture series we're doing.
Yeah.
The man's career is outstanding. Like, it's unbelievable when you dive into it. So thrilled to have his skill and the classical music in the mix.
Thank you.
then we have Gareth Inkster, who's alt-rock pop kind of sound. I liken him to Benfold's Five a lot.
He gets that, yeah.
And I don't know if he likes getting that or not. But
well, I asked him that. I asked him that question during an interview last week, and I aired the interview on my show. But I think he was more smitten of the fact that I found that some of the sounds that his guitar player and that him had from the Unforgettable Fire album.
I remember that from your interview. Yeah. U2 sound.
Yeah. And he really seemed to he connected with that because that's something that he really, really enjoyed. It was a big influence on him, especially on the track Vermilion. You can really hear it. So anyone who's listening to this, hit up Steel City Music, click on the interview, and download one of his albums off of Bandcamp because he's just great.
Lay down. Nothing you can do, so you might as well get comfy. Stay there, you've done the best you can. She told you where she stands. What were you thinking? You think that you'd be used to it by now. You think that you'd be used to it by now. Trying to collect all the precious broken pieces. Maybe in a couple months you'll find you don't really mind. Sleep till the morning. You think that you'd be used to it by now. You think that you'd be used to it by now. Trying to collect all the precious broken pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Gareth is followed by Orphix, who heads up the electronic scene side of things.
Wow, I haven't heard anything.
Maybe lesser known to some people. Orphix?
Nothing for a while.
Yeah, and that was why I added them to the mix, because I wanted to have some stuff that harkened back to those of us that are maybe from the 90s scene or the early 2000s side of things. Rich Audie and Christy Seeley, two phenomenal artists of multiple types. Christy's an absolutely incredible painter. And Rich is into the programming side of things. And so their music is really amazing. And they play all over Europe and all over Asia and whatnot. So really thrilled to have the electronic scene in the mix.
Thank you.
by the late, great Jackie Washington.
Good job.
A legend in this community, and his family was nice enough to give us a track. So I'm thrilled to have Jackie finishing off the B-side of album one. And
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life isn't worth living unless you're mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll bring the sun shining through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Shining through to you. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
And then it's a double album. So album two starts off with Tom Wilson. I have more Hamilton voice. And Tom was the first person to say yes to the project.
Right.
And in typical Tom fashion, I fired him an email, and he just emailed back like, F yeah!
Yeah.
He's super excited that we're pushing this project forward, so really thrilled to have Tom and his countless Junos on the album. And that track features his agent was really cool and gave us a song that features Rosanna Cash. To have the two of them, singing together on the album is really fantastic. So,
that's great, man.
That he made that happen for us.
Young hearts get broken. They will mend another. I go into stillness. hearts get broken.
Talk of the town.
I know for certain. Young hearts get broken.
Talk of the town.
I know for certain. Young hearts get broken.
Monk, who performs live in the event on Friday, so you'll get to see his style. I love LT. He's one of the most punctual musicians and bands I've ever worked with. He shows up early, if not on time, and all their crew is so ready to go, and they've got such awesome energy. So they're a new sign to Sonic Onion with Lisa LaRocca, and really thrilled that they agreed to join
he's a good kid.
Join the album. He is. He's really good. All four of them, honestly, are so... they're excellent people and stellar artists, so happy to have them in the mix.
Masala, yeah, Masala, Masala. Masala, I'm a hustler. Masala, I'm a hustler. Yeah. Masala, I'm a hustler, under the moonlight, the law lines and la la. Grabbing the Oscar, but never playing the fakeness into greatness. Yeah. Like my Spotify playlist, like the playlist. Yeah, how'd it go again? Shit. Drizzy, Joey, yo. Cole, and K-Dot. Childish, John's, Travis, two chains, and then a harp on the podium. Putting the onus on what I'm owing. I'm blessing the rap stars like Eminem with the vote and the best. Rap album, the Tretch, I'm Red Man. We building our own ground, the law's a dead land. I'm stepping the moonlight, put up my own bank. Economy for the coach, and never get them on taxi. Vision, it take a little persuasion. Yeah. Taxi innovation, Uber mention, rates are surging. When the demand be getting high, you're driving the price up. So the $9.99 for the digital disc be hitting my pocket. The release like 9 3/4, I'm in the bliss. So my platform, magic is what I rap for. Don't talk to the pork, never see them Hogwarts, but the Dumbledores. Open it for the lawyers. $1 for the string. Cause the spell of Tom Sawyer. Masala, Mahershala. Masala, Mahershala. Yeah. You're my Afropunks. Yeah. When my Afropunks make the monk look quiet. I'm rapping the freedom funk already preaching to the choir. Yeah. We your congregation. Birth of a nation came when the scene went vacant. Needed somebody to take it to another level. Or with a level where the settlements incidentally met just like Bevel. Cause they raise a bar. Everybody looking smooth. And if you want to bump, link us, bring your crew. And we'll get it popping. Jesus, look at the options. Pearson says styles, colors, and rare finds for the motherland of vintage stores. I peep the course. Roll up in some shit you never seen before. Whether suburban or tenement, soft-hearted or venomous, broke or health benefits, you be in the door. Whether midnight or meddling, light is irrelevant. Colorism is dead and blackness is the force. Bro, it's the force. Yeah. It's the force. So golly, it makes me want to say, yeah, yeah. Masala, Mahershala, under the moonlight, the law lands in la la. Grabbing the Oscar, but never playing the fakeness into greatness. Like my Spotify playlist, like the playlist.
They're followed up by Valerie Tryon. Valerie is a classical pianist, considered one of the best in the world, has lived in Hamilton the majority of her life, and has recorded with BBC and like every high-level classical route you can think of. Valerie's been there, and she is absolutely darling woman. She's in her senior years, but loves all the stuff that young artists are doing. She was one of the first people that joined the thing that you and I did early on in COVID, the Hamilton Shows Up.
Right.
Valerie played on that, and being older, she wasn't hot on the technology side of things, so the Zoom was looking out her back window while she played piano in the other room because we couldn't figure out how to get her computer to where the piano was. Anyway, she's super charming and an incredible pianist.
Yeah.
So really thrilled to have her in the mix. Ends off with Ellis, who again is performing live. And I was turned on to Ellis first by Aaron Hutchinson when he worked with us. And we booked Ellis to play Winterfest a couple of years ago, and she was brilliant. So, and another, like all three of them that performed at the music hall, super gracious, super professional, and an awesome sound. So, love working with them.